Good morning. A cold front slid through interior New York and New England overnight. No precipitation with this front, but a wind shift to the northwest is adding a little more of a chill to the air this morning. Still, temperatures way above normal in most places, starting in the 20s to lower to mid-30s. High pressure building in behind the front will keep it dry and sunny today, just not as mild as it was over the weekend. Still, though, temperatures will manage to make it into the lower 40s on average for afternoon highs. A clear, cold night tonight with that same high pressure overhead, readings dropping back into the teens to around 20. As we get into the day on Tuesday, a warm front will approach from the south and west, so sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. The wind will flip around to the south, pushing temperatures into the mid-40s, and we run the risk of a few passing rain showers as that front approaches after dark Tuesday night. Those showers will be out of here by Wednesday, and with a storm system tracking through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada, we'll pull even milder air in here as we head through the middle and latter portion of the week. On Wednesday afternoon, we'll be up to 50, even into the mid-50s, with an outside shot of 60 degrees on Thursday before the next front approaches with a few showers on Friday. This next front is part of a bigger storm system which will roll through on the beginning of the weekend. It looks like we'll have a decent amount of rain with temperatures in the 50s on Saturday before the colder part of the storm arrives on Sunday with temperatures sliding back down towards seasonal averages in the upper 30s to around 40. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the West Coast will remain in an active wet pattern through the midweek period as multiple Pacific fronts move through the region. A nearly continuous plume of moisture will be directed toward portions of the central and northern parts of California, resulting in heavy rainfall along the coast and valleys with mountain snow. Flood warnings are in effect for a large part of central and northern California, and winter storm warnings for the mountains. Snow and lower elevation rain will also develop over parts of the northern intermountain region through tomorrow as the front pushes out onto the high plains. Meanwhile, a strong line of thunderstorms developed last evening through the southern and central plains. The showers and thunderstorms are expected to move east, and a few severe storms and the potential for flash flooding will develop in the lower Mississippi Valley today. Elsewhere, a series of deep troughs will bring unsettled weather to much of Europe over the next 10 days, with snow in southern Norway and Scotland. And Tropical Storm Alfred is in the Gulf of Carpentaria on the north coast of Australia. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 5 above zero, with a northwest wind at 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 27, 70% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 12 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, upper 40s. Boston, sunny and breezy in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature, 42, that's 15 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. 22.2 inches for the month, which is still 13.7 inches above normal. And 41.2 inches for the season, which is 2.0 inches below normal. There were 23 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 694, that's 68 below normal. And 3,977 for the season, which is 636 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees. The average low, 18. The record high 66 set in 1930, and the record low 16 below zero in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:34 p.m., 10 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the 30s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny, breezy today with highs reaching into the mid-40s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and breezy today with highs right around 40. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, a chance of showers after dark in the mid-40s, more showers Tuesday night. Dry on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds near 50. Mostly sunny Thursday and mild in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Friday, mid-50s again. A good chance of rain Saturday with temperatures in the lower 50s, then temperatures drop. On Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, colder, a few snow showers with highs in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.